You're listening to SBS News.
In 2013, when a bushfire hit the small town of Denali on Tasmania's east coast, it destroyed more than 60 homes and the local primary school. Scott Griffiths was one of those who lost everything.
The fire started coming around over this hill to the west there, and it just looked mammoth. It was sucking everything up in front. It was like a big jet engine coming down the hill.
The speed and intensity of the fire meant he only had time to get out with his family.
There wasn't much left. There was washing on the line. And that was it. That was all we had left. It was amazing how everything just burnt. The intensity and the heat of it all.
Hot, dry, windy conditions created the perfect storm for catastrophic bushfires that January day. And with much of the east coast of Tasmania now in drought, experts warn the threat is high again this season. The Bureau of Meteorology's head of long-range forecasting, Dr. Andrew Watkins, says their season outlook shows much of the country has an increased risk of heat waves and bushfires.
Taking into account the fuel loads, taking into account the dry and the warm winter and spring, and also the seasonal outlook for the warm and dry conditions to continue through the spring and into summer, yes, we are warning people that there is an elevated fire potential.
The Tasmania Fire Service acknowledges fires which start in some of those eastern areas could be difficult to control. That's prompted an early start to the fire permit season and calls for residents in bushfire-prone areas to be prepared. While there's a clear concern for bushfires along the state's east, Hobart isn't immune. Experts fear there could be potential for another catastrophic bushfire similar to the one that occurred in 1967. Those fires killed 64 people, injured 900 others, destroyed homes and burnt through tens of thousands of hectares of land. And the city's Lord Mayor, Anna Reynolds, says she's concerned it could happen again.
We are now a tinderbox city. We've had dryness for more than 2 years. Our winters are becoming drier. And we're just really concerned that if we get the wrong conditions, a very hot day, a very windy day, which we do get down here in Hobart, that the conditions are such that a severe fire will take off.
The city is spending nearly $2 million on fire trails, fuel breaks and fuel reduction burns. Bushfire expert Professor David Bowman believes climate change is creating more intense weather events, but says there are other factors that place the city at risk.
Suburbs and people in those suburbs interdigitating into the bush and having the wrong sort of gardens and the wrong sort of fuels around their houses or the wrong sort of preparation in their houses, which is really a recipe for disaster.
He says while technology and firefighting has improved dramatically since 1967, the city's population is now bigger and urban sprawl means more people are living closer to the bush.
The only way to manage this is to actually prepare to manage fuels. So it's like preparing for the fire 5 years in advance, not 5 minutes before the fire comes.
Scott Griffiths says he'll be on high alert this summer and advises others to do the same.
At the end of the day, don't be a hero because it's only material stuff. You can place it all. It's just a house.
Gloria Claish, SBS News. We'll be right back.